you ever looked up on a clear night and watched not only the stars, but those, well, those small moving white lights that denote satellites, and more recently things like the space shuttle and the International Space Station these days too? It's actually quite awe-inspiring if you do happen to catch them. But did you know that it's actually possible with the right radio and the right frequency to actually talk to the people who are up there? Well, that's just what's been happening right here in Hobart, courtesy of the expertise of that truly august body, the Radio and Electronic Association of Southern Tasmania, Inc., who hooked up with a space station, who hooked the space station up, I should say, with some very excited local kids for 10 memorable minutes last Friday. Justin Giles Clark, although his friends call him AKA VK7TW, he answers to both, got some very, is on the line to tell us about it. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
How did you go about arranging chatting to the space station while it's in orbit? What's the paperwork involved?
Oh, horrendous! But the program that we're part of is the Amateur Radio on the International Space Station program, which is run by a whole bunch of amateur radio volunteers around the world. So, you put in an application and go through the process, and you end up with what we did last Friday.
Just a little kind of window of a few minutes as it's overhead. Now, is it? And it was only 10 minutes, was it?
Correct, yes, yeah.
Is that because it's out of range otherwise, or they've got so many people that want to talk to them from all out of the world, they have to sort of stack them up?
It's to do with the speed that it goes over. A staggering 27,000 kilometres per hour.
Wow.
So you only get, any one place on the Earth only gets about a 10-minute window to actually talk to them. So that's the reason for the 10 minutes.
Fantastic. Who are the kids that you got to have a chat with them?
Well, there were 10 of them that were involved from year 2 to year 6. So we're talking 8 to 12-year-olds. And they were chosen by the school, and they all came up with a whole bunch of questions and very excited about it.
Give us a picture of what it was like. Where were they, and what was what kind of room was it in? Did they have headphones on and stuff?
No. We were in a classroom full of excited parents. I think the parents were as excited as the children.
Yeah.
We had an image on the whiteboard, which was where the space station was in the world. So we had a bit of an idea about where our signals were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
There was a coordinator who's in Kingston, South Australia. He's an amateur radio operator in Kingston, and he coordinates the whole 10 minutes and a bit either side. We line the children up, and they each time they ask their question, and then in this case, Colonel Doug Wheelock was the astronaut we spoke to.
Yes, Colonel Doug Wheelock. Sounds terrific. He sounds like he's made of the right stuff.
Well and truly.
How clear was the line?
Perfect. It was like me talking to you on the phone today, basically. We contacted them through what's called a telebridge, which is a phone patch. The amateur radio station that was actually in contact with the space station was in Maryland on the east coast of the US.
Gosh, it's really complicated, isn't it?
Well and truly. And then there's a phone line basically back to us. And that's so that we can get the time, sort of not making it in the middle of the night or something like that.
All right, I've got to ask, what were some of the questions that the kids asked them?
There were some great questions, like things like what was the type of emergencies that happened in the ISS, which was a bit prophetic, because if you've been following the ISS, they've just had a whole bunch of air conditioning problems. So, how does it feel to do a spacewalk? And that was quite good, because Doug Wheelock was one of the ones doing these spacewalks to fix this problem.
Yes.
How many countries are involved? How many people live on the space station? Question about space junk and is it of concern, and how do they avoid it? What sort of connections do they have with Earth and their family, and you know, how do they keep up with what's going on down on Earth?
And yes.
So some great questions.
Absolutely. And has this happened in Tasmania before?
A couple of times before. Northwest Coast and also Zeehan, I think 2 or 3 years ago, Zeehan Primary School was involved in a contact. So there's
wow.
about or two contacts that happen each week around the world, and literally it's anywhere in the world. So it's going on all the time, Michael.
Did the people up there seem kind of happy to take questions and up for a chat, or were they...
And truly. In fact, we unfortunately ran out of time because of the length of time that Doug was taking to actually answer the question. So I got the impression that he really wanted to talk to us.
Well, it was probably lonely up there. How long has he been up there?
He's been up there, I think, for 2 or 3 months.
Oh, heavens.
An expedition lasts anything up to about 6 months. There's six of them up there right at the moment. There's 3 Russians and 3 Americans.
Now, look, just technically, how does it... Just quickly, if normal radio waves bounce from the from an antenna, they bounce off the ionosphere or something,
yes,
don't they?
Yes.
How is it if something is beyond that in space? How does it work then?
Well, that's what we refer to as line of sight. So in the case of the space station, as it goes over, it is a direct line of sight contact between...
Oh, okay.
The station on the ground and the International Space Station.
Right, okay. So you can't... There isn't like a phone number you can just ring them up, is there?
Not really, no. No.
Well, Justin, thanks for that. What a great thing to have done. I thought... I'm sure you've given me a bit of a thrill just hearing about it, but I'm sure those kids came away with something absolutely wonderful that they'll remember for ages.
Well and truly.
All right, oh, well, I'll see you later, AKA VK7TW. You better explain, that's your call sign, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Justin, thanks so much.
See you.